Man 76, Dalen Clark, now on the sidelines with no pads on and ice on his right knee.
Yeah, he's definitely done for the game. He's not coming back, which is a huge, huge loss for them on defensive line, center, offensive line. But it's also going to hurt Papineau running up the middle as well.
As a handoff to Spangler, he breaks free of two tackles. He's breaking free of Bowerman inside Deckerville territory, inside the 35, and finally brought down at the stepped out of bounds at the 36, 37-yard line, actually. Tackle made by Curtis Vogel, and Central Lake coming out of the locker room with a lot of fire underneath him.
10 tackles already for Curtis Vogel, and we just started the third quarter. Been all over the place on defense. Three straight tackles to start this series, but that one there was after a big one. But two missed tackles, as you pointed out on that call there, Clark. Cannot happen if you're Deckerville.
Papineau gets the carry, and Deckerville trying to clean him up early, and he gets down to about the 32-yard line for a four-yard gain. Second down, six to go. According to the spot, though, a five-yard gain. Second down, five to go from the 31-yard line. 10:45 left in the third quarter. 24-14, Deckerville by 10.
If that center, 71, Hoeksma, can hold on for Central Lake, Papineau can still have success running up the middle.
Quarterback keeper for Morton Center on the left end. He gets across the 30 and down to the 29-yard line. Zachary Ostrowski comes out of the secondary to stop him only after a two-yard gain. Third down and three for the Trojans inside Deckerville territory at the 29-yard line.
Central Lake now is the team that's going to have to get creative with their play calling. You can't just hand it to Papineau and let him go get you that 3 or 4 yards now with that weak spot in the offensive line.
Papineau gets this one, though. He has wide open space in front of him to the 15, to the 10, and dragging down to the goal line very close. They're going to mark him down to the 2-yard line. Kenton Bowerman saves the touchdown, and it's a 27-yard run for the fullback. First and goal from the 2.
For a big guy, I don't know how close you've seen that, Clark. Grant Papineau gets the ball in the handoff, goes 2 yards, and then a jump step to the right, and that was enough to dodge Wyatt Janowak, and then showing off some speed to the sideline, and almost outruns Kenton Bowerman. He's got to make a tackle from behind, a shoestring tackle, to bring him down to the 2-yard line, and now the playbook's wide open for Central Lake. First and goal from the 2-yard line, and any one of these guys could get the ball, but the way Papineau's running, would be surprised if it's anybody but him.
Mortensen's going to hand this one off, and it goes to Spangler, and he's actually brought down in the backfield for a loss of a yard back at the 3-yard line. Looks like Cole Hewitt in on the tackle, defensive tackle for Deckerville, going with a 4-man front this second half. 24-14, Deckerville by 10. Central Lake knocking on the door, second and goal from the 3.
I think that's a break for Deckerville. Grant Papineau's running really, really well, and they go to Spangler. I know you got to keep mixing it up, but Papineau having a good series here. They go to Spangler, lose a yard. We'll see what they decide to do on this time, but Deckerville's 4-man front standing tall.
Mortensen hands it off, and it gets down to the goal line very close, and they're going to say there's a late whistle. Deckerville has the ball. No word yet from the official what the heck is going on here.
If I have to guess, Clark, I think the whistle blew, and they're going to rule him down. But Deckerville stripped the ball out of him after they stood him up, so it's going to be a bang-bang play here. We'll see what the officials decide.
Congress is in section. Y. Janowak with the tackle.
And they're going to say that the forward progress had stopped, and he's down at the 1-yard line.
Third down, goal to go from the 1. Big set of plays upcoming here for the Deckerville defense, trying to hang on to that 10-point lead and stop Central on their own front door. Mortensen hands it off, and this one's right up the gut. No word yet from the officials. It looks like the pile got pushed back at the last second, and no go for the touchdown. Papineau is stopped at the 1-yard line. No gain, fourth down and goal to go inside the 1.
Wow, I thought Papineau dove across. He left his feet, launched himself into the goal line, and it did not. He didn't make it through that defensive line. Credit to that 4-man front of Deckerville. Big bodies there stood up, and Papineau's momentum stopped at the goal line, and that the nose of the football, folks, is literally just a hair shy of touching that white goal line, and Central Lake going for it here.
Mortensen hands off to Papineau. Is he in? No word yet from the officials, and there it is. Touchdown, Central Lake. They march down the field in 3 minutes and 44 seconds, covering 68 yards. And they're in for the score on their first drive of the second half.
Oh, boy, that was close. Actually, the officials may have bailed him out there. I'm not so certain Papineau's knee wasn't on the ground that helped launch him into the end zone. But nonetheless, an impressive defensive stand there for Deckerville, even though Central Lake's able to sneak into the end zone.
And on the two-point conversion, Mortensen tried something. He finally pitches it out, hits the turf. The two-point conversion's no good. So it remains a four-point ball game. Deckerville 24, Central Lake 20, with 8:16 left in the third quarter. And we reached a timeout here in regulation. 8:16 left in the third quarter on the WLW Sports Network and the Division I 8-player state championship from Marquette, Michigan. Deckerville 24, Central Lake 20.
You know what I'm going to ask you. We've been asking you for quite some time now. Are you sure? Well, are you? But before you answer that, you might be asking yourself, what does it mean to be sure? Sure is much more than just a hospital, pharmacy, senior living, vision center, primary care clinics in Elkton, Pigeon, Caseville, and Sleepwing, diagnostic imaging, lab work, diabetes education, specialty surgeries, physical therapy, and much more. In fact, it's a whole lot more. Sure is a culture. Sure is a set of beliefs. It's based on care and relies on trust. Sure stands for state-of-the-art technology. It's home to the top professionals in the industry. Sure provides well-being and a life worth living. Sure offers opportunity. Join our team today and take advantage of the rest of your life. Sure. Better health. Better life. So, are you sure?
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network as we're now in the third quarter. Central Lake comes out of the locker room and marches down the field 68 yards in a 10-play drive and takes 3 minutes and 44 seconds off the clock to bring it back within 4 points, 24-20. Deckerville now back on offense, awaiting the kick with 8:16 left in the third quarter.
Big drive there for Central Lake. No issues whatsoever. Center quarterback exchange. Matter of fact, he did a pretty good job blocking on the line as well. Papineau got free a couple times in Deckerville. And that's what's going to have to stop in the red zone. You've seen Deckerville go to that four-man front that helped negate Papineau up the middle on a very close call. They get the touchdown thanks to the officials there. It was very close. Neither, nonetheless, their defense does a good job on the two-point conversion. Completely blows that rollout. Blows it up, no chance of getting in. So Deckerville holds on to their lead, 24-20 over Central Lake. But Central Lake about to kick the ball off to that Deckerville offense.
Hanley, the only one deep back, and he's going to bring this in at the 17-yard line. Moving across the 25, across the 30, and still dragging his defenders across the 35, and still moving his feet all the way out to the 40-yard line. A nice return for Hanley, and he's brought down by TJ Schultz. And it'll be first and 10 for the Deckerville Eagles at their own 40-yard line. A 60-yard field to work with 8:07 left in the third quarter with a four-point lead, 24-20.
Well, that's what special teams will do for you as Hanley is able to make something happen there. Get the ball, I guess, for his own 17 all the way out to the 40-yard line. A very good return and puts Deckerville in pretty good field position as Kineth and company take over in the I formation.
Under center, Kineth hands it off to Bowerman right through the front gap, and he's across the 40 down to about the 43-yard line. A 3-yard gain brought down by Grant Papineau, middle linebacker. Second down, 7 to go for the Eagles at their own 43.
Oh, very impressive. Grant Papineau, just a junior for this football team. Middle linebacker, very impressive. Makes that tackle after a very short gain. But look for more of the same. Kineth handing it off to Bowerman.
And it's a pitch out to Bowerman around the right end. Orange jersey's trying to get him. He cuts free, though, across the 45 and out of bounds at the 47-yard line. Tackle made by number 34, Skyler Spengler. Out of the secondary, it's a 4, maybe 5-yard gain. Third down, 3 yards to go.
That time the pitch play worked well. The fullback, Hanley, gets out there, makes a nice block. The end seals it off very well. and Kenton Bowerman's able to make Grant Papenow miss there, and that's what led to the 4 or 5 yard gain, which is big time, big second down yardage, because now it's 3rd down and 3 for Deckerville.
Kindeth surveying the prairie. There's the snap, and it's going to be a handoff. He has the first down. That is Hanley across midfield into Central Lake territory to the 49-yard line, brought down by Spang.